The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV. The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.
You're listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship and the Emirates Formula One 70th Anniversary Grand Prix this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass. With your sports headlines on this Wednesday morning, I'm Will O'Callaghan. Kevin O'Brien was again at the centre of an historic night for Irish cricket. He hit the winning runs as Ireland beat the world champions England by 7 wickets in Southampton. Ireland reached their target of 329 with just one ball of their innings remaining. Paul Sterling top scored with 142, with captain Andrew Balburnie also scoring a century. While the series went to England, last night's victory earns Ireland 10 valuable points in the World Cup Super League en route to the 2023 World Cup Finals. Sterling says it's a big lift after losing the first two matches in the competition.
Brilliant to get our first win in the competition, especially after a couple of tough performances in the last few games. It showed a lot of character to come back and put in a performance like we did tonight, so we're delighted to get the win. Yeah, we've chased over 300 a number of times. Especially particularly in World Cup, so we knew we could do it. It actually maybe just freed us up a little bit to go a little bit harder up top instead of trying to set it up in the first inning. So it gave us a bit of freedom to go out and have a bit of fun, and then when we got into the middle overs we were able to take it around. So it's just a pretty solid chase in the end.
Fulham have been promoted back to the Premier League at the very first attempt. Joe Bryan scored twice in extra time to give Scott Parker's side a 2-1 victory over Brentford in the Championship playoff final at Wembley. Palace will join Leeds and West Brom in next season's top flight, and Cottagers boss Scott Parker is proud of what his squad have achieved.
We've done what we've done tonight, but there's still improvement, but that's what makes me so proud, and that's what makes me so happy that for all the good players and everything you see, what makes me happy is that I see a group of players only a year ago who were struggling psychologically, didn't have a mindset about them, didn't have a mentality. I've drived this team every single day, and what makes me proud is that I stand on the touchline tonight and I see a team what represents what I've probably been saying over the last 12 months.
Waterford's game with Cork City this weekend has been plunged into real doubt. The Blues have suspended all activity after a second player required testing for COVID-19. The first player that presented symptoms led to last night's game against Sligo being postponed. On the pitch, Shelburne picked up their first win since the resumption. Ryan Brennan's first half header was enough for a 1-0 win against Finn Harps in Ballybuffet. Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says they're going to go all out to try and win the Europa League. They have a 5-0 lead going into the second leg of their last 16 tie against LASK this evening. Despite a long season, Solskjaer says he'll not be resting any of his players as he looks to lift his first trophy as United manager.
For me as a coach or a manager, to lift a trophy is a different feeling to when you were a player. You know that you represent so much more than just a team. For me, we go into this tournament with players wanting to win.
Munster's new World Cup winning lock, Arge Sneeman, says getting the chance to work under Johan van Graan played a key part in his decision to move to Limerick. The 25-year-old feels he still has some finer details to iron out in his game and believes that van Graan is the ideal coach to get him to a world-class level. Sneeman moved to Limerick at the start of the summer following 3 years in Japan with the Honda Heat, and he thinks making the switch to the two-time European champions can help to improve him as a player.
First time I met Coach Van was when I was still in high school. So we actually go quite a while back, but I've worked under him that much, even though I've known him for a while. But I do know he's a quality coach, and like speaking to anyone who has ever worked with him, it's only positive. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And like I said, just expanding my game as well in like the detail he knows, and I think I'm in at the best place for him to get me to a world-class level. So I'm looking forward to that.
GAA President John Horn has asked members not to get downhearted or despondent. Club games will continue to play out in front of crowds of no more than 200 after the government suspended progress to phase 4 of their roadmap. Horn says the GAA respects that government decision, despite having previously lobbied for an increase in crowd size. Mark Allen has become the latest big-name casualty in the first round at the World Snooker Championship. The Antrim man lost 10 frames to 8 against world number 90 and qualifier Jamie Clark overnight. Clark's award is a second-round meeting with Anthony McGill. This morning, four-time champion John Higgins will take on Kurt Maflin. Rafa Nadal won't be defending his US Open tennis title later this month. The Spaniard has pulled out due to the coronavirus pandemic, saying the situation is still very complicated around the world. The competition is due to begin on the last day of August at New York Flushing Meadows. There's a 7-race card at Wexford this afternoon. The first is off there at 1, while at Sligo a 7-race program will get underway at 4:15. That's your OTB brief for this Wednesday morning. For more on these stories, check out the new OTB Sports app in your app store or visit otbsports.com. OTB AM will be live on your social channels this morning from 7:30, and I'll be back tomorrow with your OTB brief.
The OTB brief with Now TV. Stream live action from the PGA Championship this weekend with a Now TV Sky Sports Pass.